Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with a slight chance of rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 80. Northeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms, lows around 58. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for storms. High temperatures reach up to 78. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 69.
Covering Kansas and Nebraska, this is KQNK News on Classic Hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Kansans head to the polls today to decide which candidates will move on to the general election and whether to change how justices make it to the state Supreme Court. If you're going to vote today, make sure to take a valid photo ID with you to the polls. And if you plan to mail your advance ballot, make sure it's postmarked today. Expect traffic delays on U.S. Highway 56 in Barton and Rice counties starting Thursday. KDOT resurfacing a 19-mile stretch between Ellenwood and Lyons. The project wraps up in late September. A new Boeing jetliner finally cleared for the skies. The FAA certified the 737 MAX 7 after a decade of delays and safety reviews following previous MAX 8 crashes. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
George Soros, Democratic Socialists, and the radical left know you'd never vote for their judges. So far-left lunatics from the New York ACLU are pouring millions into Kansas, dominating the airwaves with a bunch of lies. It's simple. Right now, we have no control over who sits on our state Supreme Court. It's all decided by the rich leftist elite to benefit them, not us. The rich liberals think they're smarter than we are. They think we don't notice that our Supreme Court is weak and soft on crime, that it went easy on murderers, including the notorious Carr brothers and Devante Wash. But we know better, and together we can stop the radical left. Stop soft on crime judges. Stop their radical agenda. And we do it by voting yes on the right to vote amendment. This Tuesday, August 4th, vote yes on the right to vote amendment. Paid for by Kansans for Democracy. Kayla Glaze, Treasurer.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. K. Christopher J. Aram was sworn in as a justice of the Kansas Supreme Court in a private ceremony yesterday at the Kansas Judicial Center. The swearing-in means J. Aram can begin receiving information related to his new role, including cases on the upcoming Supreme Court dockets and details about his administrative duties. Each justice on the Supreme Court, except for the Chief Justice, is assigned a judicial department, which is a group of judicial districts. As a departmental justice, he will supervise administrative matters related to the district courts in his department, and he may assign judges from one judicial district to another if the need arises. Each Supreme Court justice also serves as a liaison to committees on special topics and for initiatives. As liaison, he supports information sharing and alignment between committees, initiatives, and operations. The date and time of JRM's public swearing-in ceremony will be announced later. JRM succeeds former Chief Justice Marla Luckert, who stepped back from her role as Chief Justice before she retired March 28th. One person died in a fire in Topeka just before 6:30 a.m. Sunday. Crews responded to a reported house fire on Burnett Road, according to a media release. Upon arrival, crews observed smoke and flames coming from the single-story home. Firefighters initiated an aggressive fire attack and quickly extinguished the fire. During a primary search of the residence, firefighters located one occupant who was pronounced deceased at the scene. No other injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Smoke detectors were not found in the structure. Law enforcement are investigating two suspects on drug allegations. On July 31st, police executed a search warrant in Hoisington, Kansas, following a lengthy narcotics investigation, according to a media release from Hoisington Police. During the execution of the search warrant, officers located and seized a substantial quantity of suspected methamphetamine, marijuana, and other suspected hallucinogenic drugs. Drug paraphernalia was also recovered during the search. As a result of the investigation, Robert Lee Stevenson, 67, and Kathy C. Whiting, 64, were taken into custody without incident. Both were booked into the Barton County Jail on charges of distribution of narcotics and possession of drug paraphernalia. Each was booked in lieu of a $50,000 bond. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Governor Laura Kelly has named Ryan Wright Spain as the acting secretary of the Kansas Department of Revenue following the retirement of longtime secretary Mark Burghardt. Burghardt led the department since March of 2019. Governor Kelly credited him with strengthening the agency's financial and day-to-day operations during his 7 years in the role. Wright Spain most recently served as the governor's chief operating officer, where he worked closely with state cabinet agencies, including the Department of Revenue. Before that, he was deputy chief of staff and also served as acting secretary of the Kansas Department of Labor during the COVID-19 pandemic, helping stabilize the state's unemployment system. A graduate of Kansas State University, Wright Spain brings decades of leadership experience in both government and the nonprofit sector. He said he's honored to lead the agency and plans to build on the progress made under Burghardt while continuing to provide quality customer service and responsible management of taxpayer dollars throughout the remainder of the Kelly administration. A Topeka man who was released from prison less than a week ago is back in custody after authorities say he led deputies on a chase following a hit-and-run crash in Jackson County. The incident happened just after 4 a.m. Sunday on U.S. Highway 75. Investigators say a Toyota Camry missed the entrance to Prairie Bend Casino, tried to turn around, and struck the back of a semi before driving away. The semi driver was not injured. A Jackson County deputy spotted the damaged car a short time later and attempted a traffic stop, but the driver allegedly sped away. During the pursuit, investigators say the driver turned off the car's headlights before losing control, leaving the roadway and crashing into a large limestone rock. The driver, identified as 27-year-old Logan Lee Abel Bartley of Topeka, ran from the scene but was located several hours later with the help from a Kansas Highway Patrol aircraft and taken into custody without incident. Authorities said Bartley, who was released from the Kansas Department of Corrections on July 28th, is facing multiple requested charges, including felony fleeing and eluding, leaving the scene of a crash, driving without a valid license, and other traffic-related offenses. He has previous convictions for burglary, theft, aggravated assault, and battery. A passenger, 27-year-old Destiny Alishane Herrick of Topeka, was also arrested on requested charges of interfering with law enforcement and possession of a controlled substance. No injuries were reported, and all three people in the car declined medical treatment. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey presents the national corn crop condition ratings as of August 2nd.
As we look at the corn condition, we did see a further decline in the overall condition, now 61% good to excellent, down 2 points from a week ago, 14% very poor to poor, that is up 2 points from a week ago. So the declines in condition, not as sharp as a week ago, but we saw some further declines before the rain moved in. Compared to last year, we are quite a bit lower. We were at 73% good to excellent at this time time in 2025, and just 7% very poor to poor. Now, we still have quite a list of states with double-digit very poor to poor ratings. Most of the big numbers are outside the Midwest. For example, North Carolina, 48% very poor to poor. But we do see some larger numbers now creeping into those western Corn Belt states, which are quite dry, at least until recently. North Dakota, 30% very poor to poor. That's up from 18% a week ago. South Dakota, one quarter of the crop rated very poor to poor. That is also up from last week's 23%.
And as far as Kansas is concerned, corn crop rated 46% good to excellent, down 8 points from last week, 30% fair, and 24% in the poor to very poor category. Soybean crop condition 59% good to excellent, down 5 points from last week, 32 fair, and 9% poor to very poor. As far as the sorghum crop is concerned, crop rated 39% good to excellent, down 8 points from last week, 34 fair, and 27% poor to very poor overall. Topsoil moisture rated 46% adequate to surplus, down 10 points from last week, and subsoil moisture rated 49% adequate to surplus, down 7 points from last week. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
I actually drop better when I'm high. It heightens my senses, calms me down. If anything, I'm more careful. Honestly, it just helps me focus.
That's probably what the driver who killed a 4-year-old told himself. And now he's in prison. You see, no matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
There is an incredibly important primary election on Tuesday, August 4th. I'm asking you to get out and vote for Ty Masterson. He's fantastic to be the next governor of Kansas. Ty will champion your state's amazing farmers and ranchers, cut taxes and regulations, ensure law and order, and defend our sacred Second Amendment rights. So go vote for Ty Masterson for governor on August 4th. He will not let you down. Kansas, we love you. Go out and vote for Ty.
Paid for by Ty Masterson for governor, Tom Devlin, treasurer.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Carr on the Kansas Agriculture Network. As an upper-level trough of low pressure looks to swing through the northern plains this afternoon, and a stalled-out surface frontal boundary will extend from northeast back into southwestern portions of Kansas. For this afternoon, there will be a chance for at least some widely scattered showers and storms from north-central into central portions of the state. And then as we head into tonight, that chance for some scattered showers and storms, mainly across central into northern portions of Kansas, though a few isolated showers and storms are a possibility in the far south. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll have partly sunny skies with high temperatures climbing up into the upper 70s to lower 80s. We'll have our winds breezy out of the north at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Into north-central Kansas, for this afternoon, partial sunshine. Can't rule out a slight chance for some hit-or-miss type showers and storms. High temperatures climbing up into the lower to middle 80s. We'll have our winds turning to the north and northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. For northeastern Kansas, for this afternoon, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, slight chance for some showers and storms in areas up closer to the Nebraska border region, with those high temperatures looking to reach up into the lower part of the 90s. We'll have our winds out of the south at 5 to 10. Look for a good deal of sunshine into southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, with high temperatures climbing into the middle to upper 90s. We'll have southeast winds at 5 to 15. For south-central Kansas, for this afternoon, partly sunny conditions with high temperatures in the upper 90s close to 100, with our winds out of the south at 5 to 15 miles per hour. And for southwest Kansas, high temperatures in the mid-80s for Garden City, low 90s for Liberal, winds turning to the north kicking up to 10 to 20. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument, the rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, and sticky melody.
Hey. Careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to KQNK News, serving classic hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5. Stay connected to your community 24/7 at KQNK.com. And never miss a beat. Grab the free KQNK app for your smartphone.
Classic hits Q106.7.